let's do just a quick pre-briefing before we get into what I will treat as a live interview, okay? You are a captain in the United States Army.
Correct.
Okay, and you're currently stationed in Iraq, and we're going to talk about your duties there, but also about some, on a lighter side, some family members and a little bit of family history.
Okay.
Okay, all right. And before we get started, sir, God bless you for your service. It's very much appreciated.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for appreciating us and doing this interview.
You're very welcome. All right, Captain, here we go. Welcome to this edition of Hero of the Week. I'm Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting. This week, we'll be talking with Captain Adam Bradford of the United States Army. Captain Bradford, welcome, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you for listening to me.
Captain, please tell us where you're currently deployed and what your duties entail.
I'm at Joint Base Balad here in Iraq, and I'm a company commander for a distribution company of a brigade support battalion, primarily involving logistics to support our troops.
Okay, when you say distribution, are we talking about supplies for the troops, food, water, things like that?
Yes, sir, all of the above. Food, water, ammunition, supplies, and various sorts of other different duties that we accomplish through, you know, a lot of coordination and a lot of hard work.
Yes, yes, I can imagine. Now, are your duties also involving anything with the Iraqi Army?
My primary mission doesn't involve the Iraqi Army. My mission is to support the soldiers of the 2nd Brigade combat team.
Okay, all right. Now, U.S. forces are scheduled to leave Iraq at the end of the year. Has that presented you with any challenges in your duties there?
Challenges? Sure. Now, we are working very hard to transition all of our FOBs or bases over to the Iraqis, to our partners. And being the distribution company commander, that involves a lot of logistics and a lot of coordination in order to transfer our property back to the United States.
Okay, so there is some coordination with the Iraqi Army in the sense of transferring ownership of, if you will, the conflict, but also possession of bases that you're now currently on.
Oh, yes, sir. There's tons of coordination. We support our combat arms unit, and they talk daily with the Iraqi Army, with the Iraqi government, in order to make sure the transition is both smooth and successful. And it's been going very well.
Oh, that's good to hear, Captain. Now, given that the fight, if you will, has moved to Afghanistan, how has that changed what you do there in Iraq?
Very, very little change. The biggest difference from when I was over here last time is we are focused very extensively on helping the Iraqis and providing any assistance that they need in order to transition these bases over to them. And then we are more in an observation role as we focus on reposturing.
Okay. What kind of personal challenges have you faced, Captain, in your current deployment there?
Oh, personal challenge? The number one personal challenge is it's a little bit harder to keep up on the Arkansas Razorbacks while I'm deployed over here. But I'm doing my best. I'm a huge fan, and we are trying very hard to maintain communications with the rear. And being separated from family is probably the hardest thing for me.
Yes. Kind of leading into that on a somewhat lighter note, I understand that there is someone who looks remarkably like you, Captain, serving in the Army as well. Who would that be?
Yes, sir. I have a twin brother. He just redeployed from Afghanistan this past week. He's been serving with the 101st Airborne, and I'm very proud of him. He's been doing a great job working with the Afghans and working very diligently to make sure that mission is successful over there.
Now, Captain, we've had family members on before. We had a father and son who served together and a mother and son. Have you and your twin brother ever been stationed together?
We were stationed in Germany, and we actually went through Ranger School together for the first phase of it, and then we were stationed in Germany where we got to see each other every weekend, and that was something special because that doesn't happen all the time for brothers who enter the service.
Yes.
I got to see him on my last deployment, but this deployment, since he was in Afghanistan, it didn't get to happen.
Yeah, a little tough with the geographics, I would imagine.
That's right.
And do you have other family serving or who have served in the military, Captain?
Oh, for sure. My father was in the Air National Guard, and both of my grandfathers were in the service. One was in the Army Air Corps, and then one was in the Navy, serving during World War II in Korea. We come from a long line, and we're proud to uphold it, and we love what we do.
And I think you kind of alluded, Captain, to where home is for you. So tell us again, where's home for you, Captain Bradford?
Little Rock, Arkansas. I was born and raised there. My father and my mother were high school sweethearts, went to the same high school, and that's probably where I'll retire.
We say hi to all your family and friends there in Little Rock, Arkansas. And as we wind things down today, Captain, I wanted to ask you, what motivates you as you serve, and why did you join the Army?
Well, my brother, he went to West Point, and then I went to the University of Arkansas. And primarily, it was a decision motivated by having a task and a purpose for my life. So, you know, it's the best decision I've ever made. I went in, signed up with the recruiter's office, and I'll never look back on that decision.
Captain Adam Bradford of the United States Army, many thanks for your time today, but even more, we say thank you for your continued service on behalf of all of us. God's blessings to your family and to you as you continue on in the Army. We honor you as our Hero of the Week.
Thank you, sir.